Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and it is also Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. It has been said that a day like today possesses a dilemma for many preachers. In seminary, we were taught that you go with the day's readings. But then I know that on days like this, Mother's Day, some folks get upset if you don't dedicate the majority of the sermon on the prescribed secular holiday, one that has endeared itself to many. That said, Mother's Day is one of those mixed bags. For some, there are painful memories of things that were absent or hurtful. For others, there are happy memories of what was, especially when it comes to a mother's care. And while some time will heal most things, today is also a reminder for some of us of the tremendous void in our hearts. Yet we know that the love of our mothers, is still there. John's gospel is infamous for making sure that us readers know of God's love for humankind. Everything Jesus does and says hinges on what the author wrote in chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. This morning's gospel picks up immediately where last week's reading left off. It is the last night that Jesus spends with his disciples. He knows that he will soon be leaving them. He has washed their feet and has told them that this is what they must do for one another. And then he gives them his final words, one last sermon before his betrayal. Again and again, almost like a broken record, they and we hear Jesus' repeated words, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And once more, we are reminded that our lives as disciples are to embody the shared love of Christ. Our lives, our words, and all that we do are to reveal the divine love of God. Love helps to reveal the divine presence of God in the world. Deep and abiding love is what will connect us to each other. A deep and abiding love will change the world. Sometimes it is hard to believe it, but this gift of love is within each and every person. If humanity would only believe it, if we as individuals believe it as well. Listen to what Jesus is saying this morning. "I love you with the same love that the Father loves me, and I share it with you. The joy I have, I share that with you, and my desire is that it may fill you up, that it may be complete. You are not just my disciples, but you are my friends, and nothing has been held back or kept secret from you. You did not choose me because I chose you. I picked you and I appointed you. I commissioned you to go and bear fruit, good fruit that will last, to love one another. Yes, you can do this." Sisters and brothers, The kind of love that Jesus calls us to goes beyond affection and sentimentality and emotion. The love Jesus commands concerns it with the good of others. This love is other-centered, and this kind of love is what our world is sorely in need of today. Because I ask myself over and over again, and perhaps you do too, when will indifference end? When will the violence end? When will the bullying end? How many more times do we need to hear of another highway shooting? How many more times must we read of people solving their problems with guns? And I don't know about you, but I cried when I heard about the sixth grader who smuggled a gun in her backpack and used it at school. How many more times must people fight for legislation that will ensure fairness and equality on every level for all persons? In each of the four Gospels, Jesus asks quite a bit from those wanting to follow him. The hardest thing is to love. Are we really willing to do as he commands, to show and to share love, agape love, love that is other-centered and expects nothing in return? Maybe we can start by believing the words of Jesus and then by responding to our call to love. For all of us are chosen and all of us are appointed in spite of ourselves. Only then, when we respond, will our love bear fruit. Fruit meaning any and every kind of love, including acceptance, compassion, kindness, mercy, and forgiveness. We know that to truly love who and what God loves is not always easy. In fact, it can be hard work. This kind of love that Jesus speaks of is not without cost. It will cost us something. It will cost us our lives totally and unconditionally. It will cost us our selfishness, our biases and prejudices, our egos and the walls we put up. It will mean opening our minds and hearts and hands in our order to work harder for the common good, for the sake of others. But then we remember how we are so loved by God, who is Father and Mother of us all. And that knowledge gives us the strength, courage, and joy to be who we are meant to be, and to change things for the better. Amen.